position now of prophetic, apostolic, and prophetic training in the body of Christ. Those of you who are here for the first time, the teaching will be a little different, a little deeper. But if you pay attention, we got a portion called the Holy Spirit. We'll open it up to you that you can understand it and become more stronger in the Spirit. Religion and denomination have somewhat kept the church lukewarm. There's so much more power available to you right now. Not when you get to heaven. Heaven powers are available to a Christian right now. I don't know if you ever heard the saying of days of heaven on earth. You had to wait till you get there. You let it in down here. So we'll be dealing with some particular things this morning. Even though we got a baptism of 23, but the assignment has to be fulfilled. And there's a prophecy I got to give you at the beginning, and then we'll go to work from there. Matter of fact, I'll give you this prophecy. Now, it was personal to me, the Lord spoke. And it may sound a little selfish, but it really not. It's just something has to be protected. The anointing has to be protected. You can't just lay the anointing out and let people walk on it. You got to be protected. So I was sitting in one of my rockers and praying. And the Lord says, people who don't recognize and respect your anointing, don't let them hang around you. I have trained many to flow with you and assist you. Don't permit no one to drain and disrespect your anointing. And so you have to be sort of separated and move as the Spirit tell you move in order to be a blessing to the whole body of Christ. We're going to deal with something this morning that is real strong, and we need to deal with it carefully and prayerfully. Father, we thank you this morning for this message. Every person on the sound of my voice here and around the world, may they hear your voice and understand what you're showing to us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated because you got to start writing notes. Now, these words are going to sound common, but these words are going to be real compacted. They're going to be compacted with spiritual move you will be able to make after the day. There's a move that cannot be made unless certain revelation is understood from the Word of God. All right? So a shift from all drifting. Where your life looks like it's drifting, these revelations will show you how to shift if nobody else don't want to go. With the insight and the anointing of these revelations, you'll be able to make the shift and go where the Father wants you to go. How many of y'all want to please the Father? Yeah. You know one of the quickest ways you can please the Father is learn how to let him bless you like he want to bless you. He really want to bless you. So I want you to write this down. Continuously developing a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Continuously developing a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. He knows it all. And he's packing the Holy Spirit. Look at Romans. Look at John. What is John 12? I want to look at where he, I want to make sure I got that scripture. Where he, John 12. Look at John 12. Get your Bible. John 14, 12. John chapter 14, verse 12. I got so many scriptures here, and I'm going to give you so many points now. You're developing a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. And he's the anointer. He is the revelator. He is the comforter. Talking about the Holy Spirit. Is God the Holy Spirit? He's not visible unless he desire to reveal himself in some form to you. Everybody say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah. There's an intimacy. There's a fellowship. There's a relationship you want to have with him, because he opens heaven, he opens the Father, he opens the Lord Jesus Christ, he opens the Word of God, he opens supernatural wisdom to you when you don't know what to do, how to do it. The Holy Spirit know exactly what to show you and show you how to do it, and then give you the power. Wait a minute. And then give you the power. And then give you the power to do it. So there's a certain shifting going to take place in your life today. There's some things that it seemed like you couldn't handle or didn't know how to handle. The Holy Spirit, as you get closer to him, he's going to start revealing God's plan. God has a plan. Are you following me? You think you're where you're supposed to be. You're not. He has so much more. What I said?
He has so much more.
Are you interested?
Yes.
We got to stop playing church. Man, this is so real. God is so real. God is so personal. Watch what I say next. God is so powerful. Huh?
Yes.
You know, God made it possible that you can develop a partnership with him.
Yes.
Personal. You and him. Intimacy. You get close to him and he get close to you. You hug him and he hug you. You got to experience that. That's why we're here, you see. We're not here, nobody here to show off. I won't walk close to God. And I know the Holy Spirit has the secrets. All the secrets of God, all the secrets of Jesus, all the secret of the blood, all the secret of grace, all the secret of mercy, all the secret of goodness, all the secret of love, all the secret of faith. And he wants us to know what he knows. Somebody here, come on in, Holy Spirit.
Come on in, Holy Spirit.
And while he here, he gonna correct that for you. All of us, many times in our life, you went to sin. I'm not talking about no sin. I'm talking about that trick the devil trying to pull on you. I'm talking about that place you think you can't go. Because somebody else has told you you don't supposed to be there. I've been to plenty of places that they told me I couldn't go. I was in Madison Square Garden preaching with Creflo Dollar, and a lady put some money in my pocket, and I told her, I said, "You're getting too close. I'm married." I just wanted to shake her up a little bit. She wasn't doing nothing out of the way. I just wanted to shake her up. She said, "Huh?" But you can go places. Get ready to go places. First class. I'm not talking about on the back. I'm talking about a God trip. Oh, no, I'm not biting my tongue this morning. Hallelujah. No, I'm going to tell it all. God is a good God. And his goodness is setting on you right now. You don't need to respond. Just sit there. Just sit there like a dummy. God's goodness is setting on you right now. Because the Holy Spirit is bringing the goodness of God in his house this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, you got your Bible set on. Open up John 14. 14, hallelujah. 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 Tell somebody I'm getting closer. I heard the Holy Spirit says, God has a special life for you. God has a special place for you. And this morning, you are on your way. Are you listening to me? The Holy Spirit. See, he wants to get close to the Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All right, John 14. Verse 11, John 14, 11. Believe me that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me, Jesus speaking, or else believe me for the very work's sake. 12 verse. Now, look at the 12 verse he said. Now, this is the idea. Jesus' ministry was functioning in the Holy Spirit. If Jesus' ministry was functioning in the Holy Spirit, my ministry. Say my ministry, because y'all think y'all don't have no ministry, but you got a ministry. My ministry can function in the Holy Spirit. You know what? You know what I'm hearing? It's time for you to stand in a supernatural spot. At least about 15 minutes. You know what happened in a supernatural spot in 15 minutes? I'm talking about a supernatural spot. I'm talking about where God working something out. You know what God can do in 15 minutes? Oh! No, y'all didn't hear me. Do you know what God can do in 15 minutes? See, I was a barber. Barber, hair cutter by profession. You can do some stuff in 15 minutes with a head. if you know what you're doing. But think about God. In other words, I hear him saying, give me 15 minutes. I'll change everything in your life if you give me your full attention for 15 minutes. That's all I need. Woo! All I need. I don't need 45 minutes. Or 15 minutes. And the 15 minutes for you, because I don't need that long. I don't want you to fall out on me, because I'm about to do some stuff in your life you've never seen before. No, listen. The Spirit of God said, I'm about to do some things in your life that I have never done before. In the next 15 minutes, up in your head is moaning. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to fix your heart. I'm going to fix your lungs. Oh, my God. I'm going to fix your back. I'm going to fix your leg in the next 15 minutes. Online, get ready. Everybody get ready. It don't take him long. The Holy Ghost is in here. I said the Holy Ghost is in here. Somebody getting operated on right now. I said, the world old woman said, somebody money getting operated on. Right by we here. Somebody body getting up. Somebody marriage getting operated on right now. Somebody business getting operated on right now. Somebody family. Tell that person next to you, I'm getting mine. Amen. And says, tell them, you can stand up here and don't hold them up, but I'm getting mine. And you're not blocking it. You're not blocking. You can get stiff as you want. You can stay in the flesh, but I'm not saying I'm getting what belongs to me. Up in here while the Holy Ghost is moving, I'm going to get mine. Look them in the eye and tell them, I'm going to get mine. See the Holy Ghost. You see, we're talking about getting closer to the Holy Ghost. Continuing developing a personal relationship with the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost loved that. And so he just taking over. He wants you to get close to him. Are you following? You see, if you're in the flesh, you're going to be left out up in here. If you're looking for a regular church, you're going to be left out. This is not a hand patting day. This is a day to have a visitation and manifestation and revelation. And manifestation. How many of y'all know what manifestation is? I can't hardly read the scripture. He keep coming and interrupting me. He said, you going to preach about me? I'm going to help you. I'm going to put a anointing on you today you never wore before. You're going to preach. You're going to tell people to get close to me.
I love it.
Verse 12 of the 14th chapter. You can sit down. I got another scripture I got to read. I'll give you some more point. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me. Jesus talking now. Else believe me for the very work's sake. Otherwise you ought to have something manifested. Very, very, I say to you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. He's talking about the Holy Spirit coming. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then he got in my Bible, after Jesus said that, it's a head in here in this Bible. He said, a comforter will come. The verse 15 said, if you love me, keep my commandment, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, good God Almighty, whom the world cannot receive. You got somebody in you that the world cannot receive, and the world can't stop. And the world can't outsmart them. Nobody can outsmart you because you got the smarter one on the inside of you. If you pause long enough, if something come up, if you pause long enough, he going to tell you what to do and nobody going to be able to stop you no more. All you got to do is pause. Wait on him. Listen for him. Don't you do all the praying. Let him talk to you. Hush, I just solved your problem. You're moving too fast. You're reading too many scriptures. You're praying too long. You're not listening. In the spirit world, my brothers and sisters, you have to learn how. Don't you do all the talking. And don't be going after something that you already have. Everything already paid for. You got to pray. You listening?
Yes,
with an ownership anointing. You have to read the Bible as an owner. No, you see, y'all didn't get it. See, you didn't get it. You still Baptist. You still Catholic. You got to read the Bible. See, I've been all of them. I'm back a Catholic, Baptist, Pentecostal, Church of God in Christ. Listen. Read the Bible as an owner. All right. How did it? All right, Lord, I'll do it. How did it become yours? On a hill. Not far away. They call it Calvary. Everything that the Father had, he put it there for you. See, when you pray like an owner, when you meditate like an owner, things manifest. Because they're already yours. The devil's a liar. I'm trying, Lord. Look at verse 16 again, because I got to go to another verse. Because we got to baptize. Ah! And I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Look what he called me in verse 17. What did he call it? even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not. Because it sees him not. You're supposed to be seeing things that regular people are not seeing. You're supposed to have what I call listen. Get a hold of spirit of chance. Do something for you this morning. You're supposed to have something what you call vision. Something God has unfolded to you personally. Nobody can take it from you because they don't know where you're going. Vision. Where there's no vision, the Bible says, the people perish. Vision. Do you have a vision? Have you ever had a vision from God? Or are you so busy trying to tell God what to do with the Bible? God said, let me talk to you. You think you got something to tell me. Let me talk to you. Just sit down and shut up and say, God, talk to me. Holy Ghost, talk to me. Say it right now. Holy Ghost, talk to me about all my situations. I yield to you right now. All right, you can get ready now. You can get ready for dream, vision, phone calls, letters. Get ready. You'll be able to discern. You want him to talk to you? He can use anything he wants to talk to you. Maybe you're talking too much. Maybe you need to shut up. Shut up and let me talk. I believe I know a little more than you. That's what God tells you. See. I believe he know a little more than you. I believe he know a little more than me. You believe he know a little more than you? But why you want to do all the talking? I want you to pause tomorrow. Sit in the chair and pause. And say, Holy Spirit, talk to me about my life and about these situations. Show me what way to turn it. Show me when to stop. Show me when to speed up. Y'all ain't listening to me. I'm talking. I'm ministering to you 100% out of the Holy Ghost. All right, let me give you something. You ready to take some note? Building yourself in the realm of the Spirit. Letting the Holy Ghost take you into, listen now, letting the Holy Ghost take you into the overflow. The overflow life. Say it, the overflow life. Say it. Say it again. The overflow life. Say it again. This morning you came here and you stepped in an overflow life anointed. So from now on, the overflow is going to be looking for you. Say overflow.
Overflow.
Don't y'all have a song about overflow?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to sing that song. I don't care how long it's going to take. We're going to step into the overflow. It's time to go in the overflow. Oh, my. Oh, my. Overflow, come on, son. The overflow life. We chant. I receive that. I love you, man. Loud knowledge check. The overflow life. Right, put my hands on. Another thousand dollars. The overflow life. Tell somebody, catch somebody by the hand. Tell them, I'm going into the overflow life. Tell them, you can stay where you are if you want, but I'm gone. An overflow anointing on me right now. It came from the Holy Ghost. Out of their bladder shall flow rivers of living water. I know you can with them. I know you can with those people getting baptized, but you say, I'm going to get baptized too. Up in here. I should have brought me some clothes. I'm going that water too today. You don't come here and start talking about making a connection closer to the Holy Ghost and got an overflow anointing came upon you. Why? Things gonna start working out. Just start, look, oh, come on here. We're dealing with the God. Things gonna start working out. Somebody call him El Shaddai. He can make it happen. I don't want no regular teaching. I don't want no ABC. Sam said, the Holy Ghost opened up greater doors for you. Sit down, write notes. There are so many things the Father wants to show you this world have never seen. Get ready for it. Now, here's a sad point, and you might be sitting up in here. Sadly, many Christians will not have these experiences unless they learn how to yield to the Holy Spirit fully. Get ready. Say, get ready.
Get ready.
To turn loose the blood, the rivers, the wind, the fire, and the rain. Oh, good God Almighty. You heard what you're turning loose? Of the supernatural loose in your life on purpose to fulfill the Father's plan. Get ready for miracles, signs, and wonders to flow regularly in your life and ministry. Work and repeat over and over again. Stepping in the kingdom overflow by the Holy Ghost. Stepping in the kingdom flow by the Holy Ghost. I like that. That rhymes. Stepping in the kingdom overflow by the Holy Ghost. Turn your Bible. Turn your Bible to John 7, 37. Almost a half hour. I'm going to close in a minute. We got 23 people to baptize. I got to keep. I'm going to keep teaching on this for a while. Holy Ghost, take me to the supernatural overflow. I yield. Ooh. Say, Holy Ghost, take me to the supernatural flow. I yield. You had somebody sit inside you, didn't say nothing. Huh? We're going to start a war up in here. You had somebody sit inside you that didn't. No, I want you to have it, baby. This is not stuff you get from Walmart. This is revelation. This is not stuff you get in a regular service. You understand me? Letting the Holy Ghost take you into the overflow. Your life naturally, two jobs, a budget, and a buzzer. Explain that, Pastor. The buzzer eating everything up. Yeah, you never getting a breakthrough like you should. But today, I feel anointed. Today is your breakthrough day. Listen. I'm going to say it, Lord. When you leave this church, you're wearing something. You didn't just come up in here and say, sing three songs. No, you're going to leave here wearing something. your life going to be changed. You're going to be like a magnet. You're going to be drawing blessing to you. Why this happened? Why that happened? Because the anointing on you. I want you to get in a place in your life there's nothing you want. You got the money, you got everything, but ain't nothing you want. You go see something, you don't want to buy nothing. Now, who's stupid enough to argue with that? I don't want to waste my time preaching to you if you get upset by me saying something like that. Just go somewhere else. God wants you, all your needs met. All your desires met. God is a good God. He ain't holding nothing back from you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Come on. That ain't no poem. That's a life. Shoot, I'm going to get baptized in the morning. I'm getting that water myself. God's so good. Is God good?
Yes.
I'll tell you something right now. I hear the Spirit of God say, you say God good? How many of y'all say God good?
Yes.
What he told me to tell you, you haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. The revelation that is an anointing that is getting on you right now, God said, I'm going to open my goodness up for you, and you're going to see another side of me. I got much more for you. And only the Holy Ghost can bring you there. Say, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Let me try to close. And you can't leave here and say I didn't preach it. Because let me use some broken English now. Because that ain't me preaching. The Holy Ghost is here himself. And he wants you to know, listen, what do you want you to know? You haven't seen nothing yet. As you open up to me, my light going to get brighter. And you're going to begin to see supernaturally. Yeah, supernaturally. Walk supernaturally. Talk supernaturally. Sleep supernaturally. Sit down supernaturally. Eat supernaturally. Then you're going to see me. Eyes have not seen, no ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things God has prepared for them that love him. You love him? Raise your hand. Put your hand up. You love him? You love him? What'd you say? That was the Holy Ghost talking to you. You better say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost used people, you know.
Yes.
She hollered, hallelujah. You should holler hallelujah too.
Hallelujah.
Stop being satisfied with that little house and that little car. Little three-piece suit. Stop being so happy with that. God has so much more for you. There's another thousand. Them boys trying, they know. Get your praises up here. The first 5 minutes, y'all had enough.
That's right.
He's a lot of stuff, the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost now. He said a lot of stuff in you. See, when you open the door for the Holy Ghost, see, I'm just channeling through. A lot of stuff I said up here today, I ain't had that stuff. He is running through me. You say, y'all going to bless me? The Holy Ghost said, y'all going to honor me? Y'all going to respect me? I'm going to show you some things you never seen before. And understand now, understand, while I'm talking, fresh anointing are getting on your life. On your children. On your grandchildren. Fresh, come on. Fresh anointing. Tell the person next to you, fresh anointing is getting on your life.
All right, that's another $1,000.
Well, what y'all up here for? What the song was? Overflow. How fast that is. Can't preach no, you can't sing no slow song behind this. Who feel like they want to move up here? Man, I got so much I want to tell you. Get ready to turn loose the blood, the rivers, the wind, the fire, and the rain of the supernatural loose in your life. On purpose to fulfill the Father's plan. Get ready for miracle, sign, and wonders to flow regularly in your life and ministry. Stepping in the kingdom overflow by the Holy Ghost. You got John 7:37-39, right? And read Ezekiel 47:1-12. I'm not going to read, but you read it. Because yeah, every dry bone in your life by the resurrect. Ezekiel, can these bones live? Lord, I know. Prophesy to them. Every dry bone. That's another thought. Every dry bone. So every dry place in your life is about to be watered. All sadness. All places look like you're not going to make it. You feel that? The Holy Ghost in you. That young girl got her hand up. That's the way to do it, baby. That's the way you're going to get the right man. You're going to get the right home. And you ain't going to have to go to work. I'm going to say it because I don't want her to go to her head. She sort of good looking. Well, she didn't have the prophet prophesied over her. She ain't no small matter. You see what I'm saying? You receive? And God said, I'll receive. You were talking to me too. Developing full partnership with the Holy Spirit. Building anointing, revelation, power, understanding, being fully led in the spirit realm, pulling out discernment to know supernatural answers ahead of time. Your days of being stopped, of being held back for from what God wants you to be and do and have are being removed now. You now will see your character and not your controversial character, because all your controversial will be torn down. 95% of Christians are earth-minded. I'll say that again. 95, let me find it again, let me find it again. Now, 95% of Christians are earth-minded. So you're supposed to be heavenly-minded. The Holy Spirit keep you in tune to heaven, standing on heaven's standpoints, keeping, seeking that are above. Keep seeking that which is above. Soaking in the Holy Ghost at all times. What? Praying in the Spirit is a Holy Ghost operation. John chapter 6, verse 63, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, Romans 8, verse 2. The Holy Spirit plans, purpose, protection, provision, peace, privacy, and path. Seeing what the Holy Ghost sees. Hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying. Doing what the Holy Spirit is doing. The Holy Spirit says, always leave a space for grace. Holy Spirit, engage the supernatural. Not. I want somebody to deal with something. Something you're dealing with. Something you need to deal with. I want you to put this part of the prophecy on it. I'm about to close. Holy Spirit, engage the supernatural in this situation. Give an ear to what I'm saying at all times. Y'all heard what I said at the first. I'm not messing with these people who don't respect my anointing. I'll be 80 in August. I ain't got no time for no foolishness. I got a lot of people I got to minister to, and so if you're gonna be stupid and you're gonna have your way and don't listen, don't come ask me nothing. I'm gonna tell you what the Lord said. I ain't gonna be your buddy. Smile, girl. She said she. All right, what happened now?